Yes, I'm going to be meeting with...
Good morning. I'm Mary Norwood. I'm the chair of the Zoning Committee. I have been joined by three of my colleagues, so we can constitute a quorum, and we will begin. At now four. Thank you, Mr. Young. So to my left, I have Councilwoman Carla Smith. To her left, Councilman Alex Wan. And in the middle of them, being seated momentarily, is Councilman Ivory Lee Young. To my right and real right is Mr. Howard Shook, to the far right. So we need to modify the agenda, please. We have five ordinances for first read. We have one resolution, and we have a paper that came straight to us from CRB. So, all right. I have a motion and a second to amend the agenda, and then we will. So may we take that vote, please, and then we'll vote on the amended agenda. We can do voice. That's even better. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That is done. Without objection, we will approve the minutes, and we have been joined by Councilwoman Keisha Lance Bottoms. If we can read in, the papers, and Ms. Charlotta Wilson-Jacks, Head of Zoning and Development, will read those in for us. Thank you, Ms. Wilson-Jacks.
U-1627, an ordinance granting a special use permit pursuant to Section 16-11-0051-1 for outdoor dining for property located at 2371 Hosea L. Williams Drive, Building 2. This is an NPUO Council District 5. It is it is 1610807. U-1628, an ordinance granting a special use permit pursuant to 16-34-0071 for automobile-related uses for property located at 3783 Campbellton Road Southwest. NPUP Council District 11. This is 1610808. Z-1672, an ordinance to rezone from R-4BC to R-4BC for a change of conditions for property located at 195 Little Street Southwest, NPUV, Council District 1. This is 1610805. Z-1673, an ordinance to rezone from C-2 to the MRC-3 for 274 Boulevard Northeast, NPUM Council District 4. This is 1610806, and Z-1681-10917, an ordinance to amend the 1982 Atlanta as amended to create a Main Street Landmark District to repeal other such ordinances. This is 10917.
All right, and do I have a motion to accept these first reads? I've got a motion by Ms. Smith and a second by Mr. Shook, and could we please have the vote? Thank you. Six yeas, no nays. That passes. And now we have the resolution. Ms. Wilson-Jacks.
This is a resolution by Zoning Committee, a resolution to extend interim controls on the pending designation of the Mean Street Landmark District and for other purposes.
And members of the committee, this is because the interim controls would be expire before the appropriate ZRB meeting and before we can take this up. So by extending these, we give that a chance of being heard and being passed. So do I have a motion to approve the resolution? Mr. Wan and Mr. Shook, yes. A hand vote? Okay. All right. Everyone in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? It passes unanimously. The last paper is the annexation paper, which has come to us from ZRB. And once again, Ms. Wilson-Jacks, thank you.
This is 1601598, Z1676, an ordinance by Councilmember Alex Wan to designate certain properties within unincorporated DeKalb to the corporate limits of the City of Atlanta and designate said properties to R4 Single Family Residential District. And the legislation includes the map as well as the parcel list as Exhibit A. This comes from the Zoning Review Board with the staff recommendation of approval, ZRB recommendation of approval, and an approval by NPUF.
All right, and there's a motion to approve. Any discussion? And do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Shook. So do we do a hand vote on this, or are we back to the machine? Okay. Will everyone please vote? All right, and it passes unanimously. Now we have, do we have the presentation today on the industrial properties? So we will go to the presentation. At the podium would be great, if you would please, Ms. Charlotta Wilson-Jacks.
Good morning. I am Charlotta Wilson-Jacks, Director of the Office of Zoning and Development, and this is the quarterly report. I-1 Light Industrial District, the antenna.
Ms. Wilson-Jacks,
yes.
I did not have your microphone on. Would you please start again for our viewing public?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I am Charlotta Wilson-Jacks. I am Director of the Office of Zoning and Development, and I am excited to be here to provide you an update of properties either zone industrial or have an industrial land use, and any activity that has taken place on such properties since June of this year. We have for you a background of the intent of the I-1 district, the light industrial, as well as the intent of the I-2 heavy industrial district. This map actually gives you an indication of where these properties are located within the city boundaries. And one of the things I want to continue to bring forward to you, since we've had this discussion about preservation of our industrially zoned properties, is that the last amendment from industrial to another land use designation was September 2015. So that shows that we are really working hard to preserve our industrial zone properties. Now, what is interesting is that we do have a property that is actually in Council Member Young's district, Z1612, that was 630, 640 North Avenue, that was R4A, I-1, and I-2, that was rezoned to the MRC2 category. And the purpose of this was to allow for commercial and office use. However, if you note that the land use action was not changed from an industrial land use category, it was actually low-density residential, and it was changed to mixed-use medium density in order to accommodate this development. And this is where it is located. This is the land use map. And these are some pictures of the area. And this particular application for rezoning met with approval across the board. The next project is Z1610 for 536 Decatur Street, and this was actually rezoned from R5 to I1. And typically, we see it going the other way, from industrial to a mixed use or to a single family. But this rezoning actually contemplated a portion of the property to serve as parking for a proposed distillery use for the southern portion of the lot. And we're finding a lot of those new uses along that corridor. And so the land use action was to take it from low-density commercial to the industrial land use. And I believe this may be in Council Member's Kwanzaa district. This is a ARPA. And we're having a lot of development occurring along Boulevard, along Decatur Street, along that entire corridor. So that is the update in this current quarter of the action that has taken place on industrially zoned properties or properties that have an industrial land use.
Thank you. And Mr. Shook?
Well, just glancing at the map, is it coincidental or not that it seems like most of these are in immediate proximity to rail yards?
Absolutely, yes. You find a lot of the industrially zoned property in the northwest section of town.
Okay.
That is around that railroad corridor.
All right.
And Mr. Hall.
Okay. Good morning. I just wanted to find out, are we losing anything by allowing, what's our inventory across the city, and what are we losing by allowing the reduction in the number of industrial properties? I know there was a big conversation years ago about how you need to preserve industrial all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you?
Well, I started out saying that actually we're not losing, because once we've had when we had that conversation, and we also entertained a studio at Georgia Tech, and we basically said that in order to retain viable jobs within the city of Atlanta, it was important that we maintain our industrially zoned properties. One, to keep those existing businesses in place, as well as be an incentive to recruit new businesses to the city. So the first comment that was made is that we have not. Here it is. We have not, the last amendment from industrial land use designation was September 2016. So we've gone basically a year without making those kinds of amendments. And we're finding that when we do have a request to change industrial, it is actually to go to a mixed residential commercial that may have a viable job component to it. So, you know, we understand the importance of that. We've been holding the line and basically really trying to step away from changing land uses when at all possible. Now, when development trends are occurring on the ground and you actually see that that's the trend, that's the way it's going, you have to really take a reality check and then go back and say, well, maybe this plan is outdated because it doesn't reflect what's happening on the ground. And that's happening, you know, in a lot of instances where we had some hot cases that we had to really take that reality check and understand that we have to go back and look at the master plan that's out there.
Mr. Young?
Looking at the map, that area, is West Highlands, is that's a big part of that area. Would Armor Drive be included in? No.
So Armor Drive, when we were doing the Beltline updates, Armor Drive was a big discussion, and we made a commitment to stand by Armor Drive as an industrial area. It's more of a live-work, industrial, eclectic area,
yeah.
And we want to keep that feel there.
Now, the big concern is with all of the investments in Northwest Atlanta, especially around West Highlands, and then also it's an area that's contiguous to the quarry up there as well, that we pay particular attention to those industrial zones that sit adjacent to all of those new mixed-use and residential investment. Most recently this year, I'm aware that there's been a lot of development interest that in at least in one case I know, didn't necessarily blend well with a lot of that multifamily, single family use that is a very successful development. And many of the residents, as well as the developers of those projects, have taken real concern about what's going to happen. So a lot of these residential areas, even though they sit in close proximity to railroads, they sit in close proximity to residential development. Are there particular conditions that you're offering that would be protective measures on those edges that touch or border residential communities?
It's interesting that you said that, and that's why I'm smiling. It's because I would say at least 10 years ago, there was this Northwest Area Framework Plan that was completed by the Office of Planning in conjunction with the community. And it was a major plan. And what has happened since the adoption of that plan, you've actually seen the transformation of Ellsworth Industrial Boulevard, of Huff Road. That whole area was industrial-related uses. Now when you go out there, it's now classified as West Midtown, and it is mixed residential commercial or multifamily residential commercial. And there are some remnants of industrial use still out there. But what you also have is a conflict between the existing industrial that has been there for years and the new residential that is coming out, and then the residential uses really want the industrial uses to go away when they don't understand that actually this is what the area was, these are these uses, this is what drove the economy. What we've tried to do on a couple of cases, one in particular, is that we didn't recommend approval of that because we felt that we needed to preserve that industrial use. But the community was actually supportive of transforming that industrial use to a residential single-family development. So we try to hold the position, and at times we're successful with that. At times we're not. We also make those who are in those residential areas know that these are major railroad corridors. And so the noise is not going to go away. It is going to be there. So you have to make a decision that you're going to live or coexist with these industrial uses. In terms of special use permits in industrial areas, we really put a big lens on those to actually see whether they are feasible to exist by permission in those areas, particularly in I-2 when we have residential properties next to it. But, you know, I always have to say that you have to understand where you live. If you move into an area where there is industrial use and that has been there for the last 60 or 70 years, it's more than likely that it's going to continue to exist. So it's a case-by-case basis. And, I think it's important for us to actually continue to hold the line on industrially land property that has been designated for industrial purposes, for land use purposes.
I have to make the public appeal in support of a few neighborhoods, specifically on Knight Park Howell Station, who has existed about as long as those industrial properties have existed, a historic community, and that at some point will seek landmark status. They have been inundated with these industrial uses. You would almost want to call it an environmental, injustice. It's just a disproportionate amount of industrial stuff has always surrounded them. And they see this beautiful investment that we're making with the reservoir. Some would want to call it a lake, but we can't swim in it, sail in it, fish in it. So I'll just call it a reservoir. And then that looks like a lake. And we've got, with housing authority and city-owned and privately owned property, a swath of land that's almost 50 acres that
You're well aware, I'm hopeful, that we'll garner support for a transformation. And we're in a planning phase right now, working very cooperatively with your office in hopes of transforming a vision that will move us from what they've been complaining about, and that's these heavy industrial uses, to something that is a lot more palatable.
I certainly agree on that particular segment of the city. And also in the Northwest area, there are a lot of existing buildings that are currently zoned I-1, I-2, or either have an industrial land use designation that are prime targets for an industrial mixed-use development. Because in these days and times, there are studies that show that light industrial uses or clean industrial uses can coexist with residential uses. So your area is prime for this new iMix that's going to be hitting the streets in January around to the NPUs, so that you can have residential. Right now you can't have residential uses in industrial, not unless it's 50 years old. So it's perfect for the Knight Park, Howell Mill area, because you want to get rid of some of those heavy industrial uses but still maintain the character of the area. So it's prime. Some places in downtown, I've talked to some developers around the Grady area going towards the highway. Those are prime areas for that. So I agree with you. I mean, they have suffered, but there's a good way to still maintain the character of the neighborhood and have light industrial mix uses coexist with the character of their residential neighborhood.
You said the word that best describes what we hope to achieve: clean. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Young. We have been joined by Mr. Hall. Councilman Hall came in during the presentation, so I wanted to acknowledge his being here. So, committee, is there anything else to come before the committee? And thank you, Ms. Charlotta Wilson-Jacks, for that update. We appreciate it very much. If there is none, then we are, Mr. Young.
Yeah, we're still in the shadow of Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day. I know we did a lot at the last council meeting to celebrate our veterans, but I don't think we can ever do enough. Thank you.
And we all share that sentiment. Thank you, Mr. Young, and we are now adjourned.